It may be an exaggeration to say that without Jana Angelopoulos, there would have been no Athens Olympics. Perhaps the 2004 Summer Games would have been possible without her leadership, but maybe not. Joining me in the studio is Jana Angelopoulos, now an ambassador of the Greek state. She served as president of the Greek Bidding and Organizing Committee for the 2004 Games, and she's written a book about that experience and her life titled My Greek Drama, Life, Love, and One Woman's Olympic Effort to Bring Glory to Her Country. Ambassador Angelopoulos, welcome to Only a Game.
Bill, thank you very much for the warm introduction. You can call me Jana. I think it's easier.
Very good. I'm not sure any experience can ever prepare somebody to head a nation's Olympic organizing committee, but tell us a little bit about your background and the experience that made you a good candidate for that job.
I'll start from my father. When asked from his friends that it's a pity that he doesn't have any son, he answered, "I don't need a son. I have Jana." So that's the way, imagine back in the 1950s, in Greece, a male-dominated society, the second thing that he should warn me, it was, Jana, you can do whatever you decide in life. And this is the way I went through my life.
You write that in the 90s, when you began working to win the 2004 Games for Athens, quote, you envisioned a new Greece, a novel Greece. Why was such a vision necessary?
I knew it was around my country a stereotype about lazy Greeks, Greeks that they never perform, that they don't deliver. Actually, you remember that we lost the Centennial Games to Atlanta because Greeks, they were arrogant. We thought that the International Olympic Committee owes us the Games because we have the history. This time, I wanted to show a different Greece, a can-do country who can keep its promises and can deliver it. And we proved that, actually.
Every Olympics is criticized, often legitimately, for displacing people in the name of getting ready for the Games, usually poor people who have perhaps nowhere else to go. And for the sake of the spectacle, this often happens. Did that happen to any extent in Athens?
The thing is that in Athens and in every city that has the Olympics, there is a new once in a life, once in a space of a generation opportunity to create infrastructure that it will help the Olympics, but the most important thing is that they will be there as a legacy. We changed the face of Athens. We added so many needed infrastructure projects, a new airport, a new ring road that connected all areas around the city center. It added three subway lines and excellent sports facilities. And I'm happy that you bring it up. No, the Greek government and governments didn't build on that.
In the years following the Games, there have been articles and photographs depicting derelict facilities and tales of enormous fees for maintaining venues that nobody uses. Did the Greek organizing committee lack a plan for what would happen when the Games were over?
It saddens me. It makes me angry. All this effort. You are right. And this should be an example for other cities who want to organize Olympics or even bid for the Olympics. Yes, it's an excellent idea to add projects in the city. But you have to have a plan how to use them in the everyday life of the city after the Games. For not to watch around the globe the white elephants, as you should name them. In Sydney, we have an example. In Beijing, in London even, you know, they start to have a discussion what to do with these empty stadiums. And of course, and Athens as well.
You write at one point, and I'm quoting, Greek politicians and their cronies in the press would never forgive me my Olympic success. Does that explain why some have said that hosting the Games at all helped to create the financial crisis that Greece finds itself in today?
This is so wrong, Bill. I know many people know math, or at least elementary maths. The Greek debt back in 2009 was over $400 billion. The Olympic Games in Athens costed, by the government's reports, around 6 billion euros. Let's do the math. How much of the debt is that? And you know something? They should point the finger to the Olympics for a different reasons, because they showed a way that the country changed for good. We could continue that. We could be an example for other nations. But most important, we could really alter our lives. Now we have a crisis, and it's a pity, because Greece could do better. I don't blame the Greek people. I blame the bad leadership that we passed the baton to them, the lessons learned from the Olympics, and they dropped it.
Ambassador Jana Angelopoulos is the author of My Greek Drama, Life, Love, and One Woman's Olympic Effort to Bring Glory to Her Country. It's published by Greenleaf Book Group Press. She also serves as vice chairman of the Dean's Council of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Madam Ambassador, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Bill.